Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. What up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Anya.
Hi.
What up?
Say what?
Hey, this is Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan, mother of two, breastfed both, and that's what we're talking about today. Help my boobs hate me. I understand what you're going through, so I'm just going to go through some tips that you can do to help ease that. I'm going to go through what you should get, also what you should prepare for, and what may help you. Soothing your boobs, it may help you bring in your milk, and what helped me. All right, y'all. These boobs. Before I had kids and I saw my boobs, okay, I was a C38 before I had kids, right? And my nipples were like a nice size nipple where I knew, like, if I had a kid, I had to breastfeed. Like, it would be a sin if I didn't try to breastfeed. So, my first kid I had in 2013. Breastfeeding is a challenge. It was a challenge for me. A lot of moms say, oh, it was easy. Well, not for me. I breastfed my first daughter for 4 months. And then after that, I would manually pump and store it. And until I wasn't making as much milk as she was eating. And I was like, forget it. Let me just find her a milk that would work. And I tried Similac soy. And that's what I gave her until she was eating like table food. And then I stopped buying the formula. My second kid, for me, pumping and storing saved my life because, well, both of them felt like they had teeth. Like, their grip and their suction was really hard. I tried the nipple shields. They didn't like it because it was too plastic-like. The bottles that I got for them, I got the nipple-like bottles. So they wouldn't kind of know the difference. And I did give them the bottle and put them on my breast sometimes so they could just adjust better. And then later on, they just got the bottle, and they never gave me a problem with getting the bottle. So if you could get the nipple-like bottles, that's going to help you. But pumping and storing saved my life. I was stressed with my second kid, so I wasn't producing enough milk. Stressing will not allow you to produce enough milk. Also, babies do sense when you're stressing and your frustration, so they can get a bit fussy. So, with her, I did try the, Similac, soy, and also another Similac, I tried because she had eczema, and, a lot of things make that flare up, so we tried so many different milks with her until finally she got off of the milk, and she was just eating table food. But what you should get is reusable boob pads, so you can wash them and use them, or you can buy the latch breast pads so you won't leak, and you put them in your bra. I would store them in your car, in the baby's bag, in your purse pockets, everywhere, because you just never know when your boobs are going to start leaking once you start breastfeeding. Also, if you run out of the breast pads and you have regular feminine pads, just cut them in half and put them in your bra, because it's basically the same thing. It's just not cut in a circle. Also, there's a tea that you can get at Walmart, Target, or any herbal shop that helps bring in your milk. So you can produce more milk. There also is a supplement that starts with an F that you can take that'll help bring in your milk. Also, moisturizing your nipples is important so you don't crack. you can get the ease off your shoulder and your back by getting a baby boppy pillow so they can lay on, and you could put it up under your arm when you're breastfeeding them. Also, nursing bras. Target has a good amount of lines of nursing bras, very comfy. I still have two of those bras, and that's going to help you so you don't have to take your whole bra off to nurse, or you can just flip one of your boobs out. Definitely make sure you buy loose tank tops, loose t-shirts. If you don't want your arms out, you can wear like a kimono or an open button down or open button down denim shirt. At night, wear a loose t-shirt, a loose nightgown, something comfy. Bedtime essentials, things you should have at the side of your bed, would be a bottle of water for you if you get thirsty, blue pads, storage bags for milk if you want to pump after you feed your kid. That way maybe your husband can help feed the baby, or the baby's dad can help feed the baby, or somebody may come in your room and grab the baby and have some milk already. Wipes, so you could wipe anything that spills, or so it's just not sticky, so you don't have breast milk all over you or the baby's face. The baby could possibly get like a little rash on them if they have like breast milk on their face or on their chin. That's normal. Paper towel, Vaseline for your nipples so they don't crack and get dry. Diapers, a small trash bag. That diaper pail thing is pointless. This is what I did. Anytime I had to change that baby diaper and I didn't want to get up and go to the trash, just leave small trash bags near you that you get from the grocery store. Put that diaper in there, tie it. Once you get up in the morning, just take it out and throw it away. Nipple shields, you can try them. The girls didn't like them. But if one of my nipples were sore, I just put them on the other boob. If I really couldn't take either of them being on my boob, I would just manually pump. I got my manual pump from Target, I think for like $20. It helps me gauge the suction on my nipples. So if you use a machine, you can also gauge it. I think it has three notches to go slow or go medium or go fast. And, that helps me if my nipples are sore. As far as soothing your boobs, if you have blocked ducts, that means if your boob is really full and heavy and hard, but there's no milk coming out, I would take a warm shower, massage your boobs while you're under the water in the shower. Some milk may come out. Even now, like if I massage my nipples too much, I'll see a little colostrum come out, which is what you get first, and then your milk starts coming in when you're breastfeeding. But I haven't breastfed in months, in years. But yeah, it still comes out. Try to compress the area, massage it, use a warm washcloth, lay it on top of it, take an ibuprofen, and make sure you stay on a breastfeeding schedule, because if you don't and you try to oversleep, you're going to wake up with bricks for breasts. I've done it twice and it hurts. And it's just really stiff. It looks like a bad boob job. You want to massage your boob at least 5 times a day. And right after you do that, you need to breastfeed the baby. The baby's mouth contact on your boob is going to tell your body to keep producing milk. So even when you're pumping milk through like the breast milk machine or the manual pump, ever so often put your child on your boob. So your body knows that there's still a child here and you still need to breastfeed. Drink lots of water. Drink lots of tea. Make sure that you're eating a lot more so you can produce a lot more milk. You may think you have to eat more when you're pregnant, after you're pregnant and the baby is here, you still have to keep up your eating, because the baby needs those nutrients, and those nutrients are going to help bring in your milk. And make sure you change the boob while breastfeeding. I understand that some babies may have a favorite boob, but hey, switch it up, because sometimes your boob is going to need a a break. Mastasis, I think is how it's pronounced, is when your ducts of your nipples are blocked and you need to breastfeed and you haven't breastfed for a while. It will make your whole boob get hard. It can lead to some women losing circulation in their arm or above their boob, or getting a bad infection. Don't let it get there. If you notice nothing you're doing as far as a remedy is helping to unclog your ducts, call your doctor as soon as possible and go see your doctor. Don't wait for it to get a bad infection. Tips that I have that made breastfeeding easier is the more you breastfeed, the easier it's going to get. Make sure you're not stressed out. Make sure you have food. Make sure you have someone there helping you, a support system. Make sure you have different ways to comfort the baby. Every time a baby cries, it doesn't mean that they're hungry. Maybe they need their diapers changed. Maybe they're cold. Maybe they need a hat. Maybe they need socks. Maybe they need a bath. Maybe they just need to be swaddled or put in the swing. That's what helped my kids. Pump in store when you can. So if you still have milk in those boobs, go ahead and pump it, store it. If you store milk in the freezer, date it with a Sharpie, it can last up to a year. If you store it in the fridge, it can last 5 days from the date that you pumped it. How you defrost breast milk, just get a coffee mug, put it in the microwave for like a minute or a minute and 30 seconds. Get the frozen or the cold breast milk, put it in there in the bag. It'll defrost. Once it defrosts, go ahead and put it in the baby's bottle and test it on your wrist or on the back of your hand. If you think it's too hot for the baby, fine, let it sit a little bit. If it's just right, give it to the baby, okay? Keep you the burpee cloths near you because you don't know when a kid is going to spit up. Do not let them overeat. You'll know when they're full because their stomachs will be nice and round and hard. Make sure you burp them. Make sure you wear loose tops and loose tanks, because if you wear too many tight tops, you can restrict your boobs from expanding when milk is coming in. Those are my tips for you moms out there with sore boobs, or you're having a hard time while breastfeeding. Make sure you moisturize those nipples. You can use raw coconut oil if you're scared that your child may have a coconut allergy. Use shea butter on your skin when you moisturize your skin. If you have stretch marks everywhere and you want to help get rid of them, just moisturize your skin. Use shea butter, African soap when you wash. Make sure that you're using, if the baby's going to be close to you while you're breastfeeding, you should be washing your clothes with the baby laundry soap so they don't have any rashes on them. Those are my tips for your hurting breast, your hurting boobs. I've been there. I understand. I hope it gets easier for you. It should get easier. Just being honest, I'm a mom here. Bye.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.